Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, January 19th, 2014, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard was Gymnasium Confidential, and I'll give you another song, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. I'll play Blue by Mikus Meet 66 North. listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London, and okay, for that first song of the night, that was Gymnasium Confidential by Shattered Kennies, and then Blue by Mikus and Beat 66 North, and most recently, Blood by Assimilation. I'll say a few birthdays. I just started looking. Sorry, I'm a little bit rushed this evening. I was looking at all these cool news, factoids, and all this, and I was like, wait, I'm filming this. I forgot. So, like, yeah, I had to put on makeup and, like, a sexy outfit and all this, so pardon, yes. But anyways, I'll start off with a few of the birthdays I just saw right now. As I pulled up the screen, but happy birthday to Edgar Allan Poe, Paul Cézanne, Lysander Spoon, Robert E. Lee, and my grandparents. They've had, wow, in the past 2 months, they've all had birthdays. Happy birthday. And let's see. There's more. I'm going to wait till like another song or something. I actually just wrote a new poem. It's not so much erotic, but I was actually hanging out with a friend of mine and talking about, he was talking about like, I guess, the dozens or like freestyle or this kind of thing, like how somebody can just flow with, I don't know, a rhyme or poetry and all this kind of stuff. And for me, I usually have to have a pen and paper handy. Like, I'll start off thinking of one or two lines of flow or something. But in order to go beyond that, I have to have a pen. But, like, yeah, as I was dozing off, taking a nap this afternoon, I had, like, the first two lines ready. And then, like, I don't know, when we started talking about it again, I just picked up my pen and paper, and it became, how long is this? Let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, it's not long. It's awesome, but he said it was dark, so I don't know if I'll read it or not. I probably will. So, yeah, just keep in mind, I just wanted to flow, and so I did. Yeah, in the meanwhile, check out this next song. I will pick one, I promise, in like 3 seconds. 1, 2. I'll do Go Go Girl by Lumianus, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Thank you. compliment. I know that you don't need it, but I thought that I'd tell you. Just for the heck of it, you're gorgeous. Perfection deserves nothing less than it. A beautiful thing, really crazy. Why? Cause you look sexy as hell and you don't even try. Got it down packed, nothing to you but a breeze. You be killing the fellas, come and go as you please.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme your lust. The throttle, the glide, you wanna slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride my lust.
This morning, you've got time for a hot home-cooked breakfast. Delicious and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yo, pretty package is the frost of delight.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames, they be tasting quite right.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many, no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour signs. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you've got time for.
Super fast, super fast. I've been enough to just time for breakfast. Keep it true, keep it true. Forever blue. Good night, good night.
His water breathers, no snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be bricking with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, super fast. I'm coming up to just in time for breakfast. Keep it true.
You a very naughty erotic story of mine. It's called Sex in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Why can't I say that word correctly? You want to help me out here, Zach? Automobile.
Automobile.
It's just south of me. Sorry. But yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Oh, hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on. Someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Oh, my. Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Duh. Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? An extra blanket and towel, if we play? A tissue. Napkins. Seat indentations on the skin. Rug burn, darkness, a light switch, mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane. But I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to us. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay, excruciating time when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary. The only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while crammed in a tight Lufthansa low row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah, different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so, en route to Barcelona, or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabin and dared each other not to squeef, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest. There's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable. Sweet. Deviant. And perhaps even squishier? I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it. Never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who is actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah, yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night. Bye.
Ao seu lado, sim, saudades eu senti. Amor, 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 meu amor. Agora
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. So you just heard Saudades by Duda Nunez, and I guess I'll go ahead and read the little, I guess, semi-freestyle, I guess written freestyle, but not spoken freestyle, that I did a few hours ago, not very long ago, probably about 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, somewhere around there. What actually inspired, like, the theme of it, I guess, was I watched a film, a Scottish independent film, on TV that was called Amnesia, and, I don't know, it's basically about this couple and the girl's sister, like, stuck in a room, and, like, all these things happen with this weird Ouija board, and then there's a bunch of, like, foreshadowing and, like, I don't know, after effects, I don't know, it's just, how can I describe it? Darn. Interesting. There are several places where I thought it could be a lot better, but just, I guess, as far as creating unease and, like unsettling the audience, I think it succeeded in that. And not as an insult, it made an effect, definitely. But I did not finish watching it to the end because I just didn't want to deal with the movie anymore that evening. But I believe it's called Amnesia, but I'll check and I'll post about it later on in the week on my website on Live and Grind. But anyways, alrighty, so it's tentatively titled For Surety. Okay. You wanted me for surety, but you mostly wanted me dead. Yet my cobwebs, are full of cabbage fields, and my cotton is running all red. While visions of visuals fall upon my shield, you wanted me, I'm living, stopped, but I will not yield. The end. Sorry, that was probably the worst reading ever, as far as delivery-wise, content and quality, if you would judge, but my puppy was jumping up and down in my lap, so pardonnez-moi. I'll try again next week. But there it was, for surety. And I'll probably post it on my website in written form so you can see it. And I think I would actually recommend watching Amnesia if you find it, the Scottish film, and tell me how it ends. I don't know. It was very interesting movie. Yes. Alrighty. But in the meanwhile, I will give you... let's give you a song, and then I'll be right back. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And then after that, I'll share. There's one cool thing I saw on Huffington Post last week that showed the most memorable movie sets in all the U.S. states, and it's kind of interesting. I won't name all 50, but I'll name, like, 5 or 10, and... they're pretty funny, cool, like, interesting, depending on the state and the movies that line up with it. But, yes, enjoy this. Talk by Voodoo Head, and I'll be right back with you.
Back to red helmet. Yeah, Miami, finally here, and now I'm back, back in the B. Yeah, hit me on this one, man. Yeah. Well, 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 now I'm saying to understand me, what am I to tell, girl? Tell her tickets to Miami, she could bring her home, girl. Tell her don't even change her jammies. I'ma dress her well, pearls and furs and purses, because I persevered, made a name for myself and signed it in cursive. Watch her get excited from what I purchased, head, and give me kisses with the flavor of Hershey's, dead, and take it all back and tell her how you fell for it. You could've had it all, baby girl, sure, but you took me for a game when I couldn't afford floor seats, and never gave me a shot when I wasn't trying to score. Jeez, my main concern was your concerns rather than your contours. So I'm on tour, no, but when I go out, I show out, and you'll be asking for an encore. So cutie, if I bump into you on shore, putting on your sunblock, just let me rub it on more. Yeah, yeah, you should let me rub it on more. Yeah, just hand me the bottle, let me rub it on more. If you walking on shore with your shades on, try and get your shade on, cause the sand steaming on the floor. Girl, let me see your tan line, let me touch your tan line. What you think them tan lines for? I ain't never heard an actor blow and go global. Come back home and still be called local. Loco for my asking price, cause I know what I'm worth and would like to see my pay in cash tonight. And she's past decent, but decent, I have to ask her twice, cause her accent's thick and her ass is nice. And I'm coming from rags to riches, but she prefers rags, sponges and brushes with bristles, cause she keep telling me she got a man. And I've seen a man, gosh, the guy's a scrub, but what they fail to notice is I ain't the same, son. I made it this far, they have no idea where I came from or who I am. So who am I to blame them? Nah, though, I show them class, upgrade them. They don't gotta wear uniform, but I put them in cargo. Keep them on track, train them. So cutie, if I bump into you on shore, putting on your sunblock, just let me rub it on more. Yeah, you should let me rub it on more. Yeah, just hand me the bottle, let me rub it on more. And if you walking on shore with your shades on, try and get your shade on, cause the sand steaming on the floor. Girl, let me see your tan line, let me touch your tan line. What you think them tan lines for? And what you think this bottle in this hand of mine for? Or that motorboat by the dock, bring your girls and we could pop corks. We're watching the dolphins synchronize dive. Yeah, two at a time, but we'll be tipsy and seeing doubles. So let me just say, yeah, keep them coming in four at a time for us. See, I take care of you and yours. Take time to develop more trust. And dinner by candlelight and sunset, I'll be waiting by shoreline for us. Yeah. Like you enjoy that much, well that's only the appetizer. Don't you know you a queen, and you deserve a munch like one for once. Yeah, the chef's whipping up more munch. Yeah. And baby, be careful, that drink mix is sweeter than it seems. And it'll get you hooked like a black eye, cause it got more punch. Yeah.
Rub It On More by Mark Angelo, and just before that you heard Talk by Voodoo Head. Okay, so for I'll name 10 movies and their accompanying states. It was just a really cool article on Huffington Post, and it was gathered by a user on Reddit who went through IMDb and looked for the most popular and or iconic movie sets based on set locations within the U.S. So I'll do 10. Okay, so 10, Georgia with Gone with the Wind. 9, New York with The Godfather. 8, Pennsylvania with The Deer Hunter. 7, Texas with for a Few Dollars More. 6, Florida with Scarface. 5, Illinois with The Sting. 4, Washington 50-50. 3, Oregon. 1, Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. 2, Arizona, Psycho. And number 1, California, Pulp Fiction. And for all the rest, it's available on Huffington Post if you do a search, for IMDb, movie sets, la la la, and also on livinggrind.com, my website, today's post, it's there, it's like a map. It's really cool, like, whoever put all that together is awesome. It's pretty sweet. And what else was I going to say? That movie, Amnesia, it reminds me most closely to somewhat, like, as if it was somewhat inspired by We Clos, No Exit by Sartre, Jean-Paul Sartre. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it, I think, like the scene and setting and all that. Next week I will read an excerpt of digital and graphic artist Theodore Hauser, who was on my show when I first started out in 2012, and I interviewed him, but he has some really good, like, awesome, like, artwork, and he also writes. And I remember being on the plane, leaving from, I think it was New Jersey's Exotica. It was after that had ended. I was on the plane, and I, like, opened up my computer, and I just started going through. He, like, sent me two PDFs of his work, and I saw those stories, and I was like, oh, my goodness, like, wow. But yes, I will read one of those next week, and hopefully I should have him on again for an interview sometime in the near future, and possibly also an interview with Mark Angelo, who just did the song you just heard, Rub It On More, and Dream Car, and another one. I'll find it. But yeah, Mark Angelo, who's over on YouTube and SoundCloud, amazing musician, and his videos are awesome as well. There was something else. Oh, yes. Okay, what was I going to tell you? I've been following, like, for those of you who were able to tune in to the Bitcoin interview where I was talking to a guy who mines and buys and sells Bitcoin, and he was kind of cluing me in as much as possible. I get it on a very, very basic level, but I'm still sort of, like, standing aside, like, looking at it at a distance, but it's super fascinating, super interesting. So I was like, well, all right, well, I hear all the time that you can, like, purchase things with it, you can have it converted into cash, but that still involves, you know, standing banks more often than not. Not always, but more often than not. So I was like, well, what in general, like, specifically can you purchase with Bitcoins? And a few examples I saw was from spendbitcoins.com, and the ones that seemed interesting to me had to do with, like, well, I mostly looked at the travel portions, but there's one for copaapartments.com that's, like, rental, like a tourist rental type of website where you can use Bitcoins to put down your deposit for like a weekly or like a few days or possibly up to a month for apartments or even real estate potentially in Brazil, specifically Rio de Janeiro. So I thought that was kind of awesome. And I looked through New Year's Eve or something, like, and I've always wanted to go one of these years for New Year's to either Sao Paulo or Rio because I heard there's awesome beach parties for bringing in the New Year. So I want to go someday, one day. So, well, anyways, there's that. And also, 3 days ago, it was announced that the Sacramento Kings will be accepting Bitcoins for tickets. And Wicked Pictures also just released a notice that they will accept Bitcoins. I saw that on xbiz.com just, was it yesterday? It might have been yesterday, if not 2 days ago. And then there's also a company in, I believe it's Edelweiss in Germany, that does, like, tour group stuff and all this with rickshaws or with horses, and they'll take you all around, parts of Germany and all this, and they accept Bitcoins. So I'm like, wow, that's all pretty neat and awesome. Perhaps one day I'll get an account, but I think it'd be largely for stuff I can purchase, like, completely digitally, like online, and have it sent one day. But what else? Oh, but then I did also see, I do not have the link for it available, I'm so sorry, but there's something about China, like, blocking payments which involve Bitcoin, but I don't know how pervasive that is or whatever, and I don't know that I necessarily, like, need to purchase anything from there, but, like, still, it's not, what would you call it, welcoming news for, like, you know, somewhere with a huge population to not allow it, at least temporarily, but yet Germany, I think they back it in some way with, like, a standing facility, like a standing bank that actually will deal with Bitcoin heavily. So who knows? I don't know. But anyways, I still find it all completely fascinating. And last was I wanted to give like props or shout out to this website called dogfriendly.com because I don't know, I always like to see like the fine print with things and like know ahead of time what can arise or be a problem, like, whenever I take Pepito anywhere. So, like, I don't know. I like them because they have links where they list airline policies, like, per airline, if they will allow pets and or service dogs, and the provisions that you need to provide, the provision that they will provide, the costs associated with it, and if you're flying, like, internationally, whether you have to, like, in some places have your animal, like, you know, be seen before they can roam about freely in the new land. So, yeah, they have, like, links to all that and links to, like, dog-friendly cities and dog-friendly hotels and restaurants, and that's super useful. And I was able to find some really neat stuff for, like, Santa Monica and Orange County for very doggy-loving places. Yes. But, yes, I just wanted to give them a shout-out. And I will be back next week. Hopefully I'll be able to do live streaming. I seriously do not have enough time tonight, this evening, while I was just trying to get everything all together and do makeup and hair and all these things, but I promise I will try for next week. If not, from February onwards, I should have it all set and ready to go for your future notice and delight. Yes. In the meanwhile, check out this song, one of my favorites, because it's so apropos, Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. Everything is going to be, and everything is going to be. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. And last birthday
was just bad. End of song? Or?
Okay, that was part of the recording. Yes. Yeah, okay. John Wozniak of Marcy Playground, Sean Wayans, Jody Sweden, Janis Joplin, Peter Lynch, Dolly Parton, Paula Deen, Frank McKenna, Desi Arnaz Jr., and Junior Seau. Happy birthday. And in memoriam to Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. And I have no time to look for the rest. I'm so sorry. But tomorrow is Martyrs Day for Azerbaijan. Tomorrow on the 20th. So there you are. And yes, see y'all next week. I hope you have a pleasant evening and sweet dreams. Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.